Four Against the Void is over, but you can commemorate the trials and triumphs of the Torkeltones with the critical hit Season 1 Limited Edition t-shirt.
This classy red armor slot item features the likenesses of Orym, Randus, Torque, and Smith. The Season 1 shirt is perfect for a night on the town, gaming with friends, or facing down aberrant polydimensional god beings.
Funnel cakes and healing potions are not included. Major spoilers, not responsible for excessive levels of awesome.
This is your chance to own a piece of Critical Hit history, because once these shirts are gone, they're gone for good.
That's right. You need to order your shirt by December 15th, 2010. Order it today and make each of your roles a critical hit. Head over to the Major Spoilers store, majorspoilers.com/store. Hey everyone, welcome back to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So glad that you could join us again this week as we find out if our party is able to move towards victory or suffer a massive defeat. Last week we talked about Essentials DM Kit from Wizards of the Coast. This week let's talk about something that's not even Dungeons & Dragons related, right?
Actually, it is, and it's weird because it has the D&D Gamma World.
Okay, yes. So let's talk about D&D Gamma World. Who wants to go?
Yes, I've been looking at this. I picked it up the day it came out because it's very much something that does appeal to my sensibilities. What this is largely, it's a game made with the intention of, on that week where you're missing someone and you don't want to run the game without, like, that guy,
right.
Here's a game you can just pull out and play, and it's goofy fun and meant to be just kind of a disposable game that is really ridiculous.
It's a board game, though, right?
No,
it's actually an RPG.
Oh, okay.
But you actually, basically, you make a character. All the character generation is random. There's little to no choices you actually have to make through the creation of a character other than your role-playing choices. Basically, you roll up, and it's basically set in a post-apocalyptic world where, according to the storyline, basically the Large Hadron Collider was turned on and then basically warped time and space, so now you got all this weird stuff going on Earth that now you can have characters like a
robot rat swarm.
An android rat swarm. Radioactive cockroach. A hawkoid mind breaker.
Right. The way that you make a character in Gamma World is you basically roll
2D origins.
You roll 2D20s. There are 20 origins, and you have both of those origins.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Some of the origins, like, the origins are kind of random. Some of them, like, necessitate a species, like a rat swarm. others are just, like, you are a pyrokinetic, right?
Rat swarm.
Pyrokinetic plant.
Yeah, which means that, you know, if you end up with a pyrokinetic and a
rat
basically
swarm.
An empath, you are pretty much humanoid.
Okay.
Whereas if you end with a plant rat swarm, you are a swarm of plant-like rats or rat-like plants. Yes.
Pretty much, depending on...
Yeah. And then so do you treat it just like another game of Dungeons & Dragons? I mean,
yes. Basically you go scouring ruins for old tech and fight whatever weird monsters you happen to come across. Scorpion, lion men who like to eat clothes or many other weird things.
Wow, that sounds kind of silly.
It is very silly.
It's ridiculous.
That's part of the reason why Brian wanted to pick it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. As long as you go in with that mentality. The game actually, the book itself actually talks about that, and it's like, it has this sidebar that says, you know, if you really want, you can try to convince your game master to let you pick one of your origins.
Rat swarm.
And if you really want, you can let your game master pick two of your origins, but you're a big chicken. Like, that's actually what it says.
Oh, cool.
Because you are basically then throwing away part of what makes Gamma World fun. Now, the other thing is that sometimes you approach Gamma World and you're like, I'm going to be some kind of pyrokinetic rat swarm. And then you roll pyrokinetic... You roll, like... like empath or whatever it's called, like mind breaker twice. Which actually just makes you a normal looking psychic human. But that is actually part of the randomness. That you might just end up as a guy.
So you do need a game master to play.
You need a game master.
How many players?
any number of players that you're comfortable with.
Okay.
The game only goes up to 10 levels.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So it's very much designed to be a one-shot or short campaign. Yeah.
They also
game.
Reduced, like, half the XP needed for each level. So,
right.
Yes.
So you advance a lot faster.
Wow.
The other thing that Gamma World introduces are cards, and basically you can buy more booster packs to give your character more potential powers. During an encounter, you draw cards to see what your character can do, and that's either salvage technology or basically momentary mutations from the background radiation of the world, or however you want to justify them.
Yeah.
The game says, basically tells you ahead of time, you're going to have to do a lot of justifying here. Like,
yes.
You know, just be on your feet.
I added
like,
a new
all this
to my swarm.
Yes.
So it...
one
does
with
it
a
come
magnum.
With a book on game mastering and player, or is it just
no? It's
go
just
have fun,
one
kids.
Book. It's go have fun, kids. It's
yes.
very, very light.
And they do kind of leave a lot of things like unexplained. It kind of assumes that you have a knowledge of D&D rules.
Definitely,
oh, okay.
They give you enough just to basically, if you were to pick this up as your first game, that you could probably do it if you know just wing it.
Yeah,
but
it is going
so
to be
probably
a,
not for beginners.
It's not for
not, really.
Not for super duper beginners.
No.
Like if you are looking between the red box and Gamma World, you should go with the
red
box.
Box.
Like, you know, if you've never played D&D before.
Okay.
That said, you know, we talk about like for a group like ours, you know, Brian I think picked up the red box because that's a compulsion that he has and
right.
we're trying
right.
to get him help, but you know,
right.
we haven't gotten around to
kinda
it.
Kind of like my drawer we full
are?
Of miniatures.
Well, I am.
Okay.
I like having
but
the D&D
something
stuff.
Like Gamma World is something that our group would definitely enjoy because we already have experience with 4th edition and because it's something that we can get
pick up and play
and watch Rob be horrendously frustrating when he doesn't roll a rat swarm.
Oh, no, I'm a rat swarm
no,
the first
no,
time.
No.
It says I have the choice of being able to choose one of my origins.
No.
No, it says you
the
can
GM.
Convince your game master.
I will convince him.
So does it have the
no.
usual... What else comes in the pack besides the book that
you
explains
get,
how the game
you
runs?
Get, I don't
like
know if it... I don't remember if it comes with an adventure.
Mats. Yes, it does. It comes with basically 8 encounters. It's that's the one thing I don't like is that the adventure is just a linear series of encounters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're neat encounters. Don't get me wrong, but you if you... Yeah.
Tokens,
I
monster
dice.
Tokens,
yeah,
dice.
Monster
token.
No dice.
No dice.
Battle map? Do you use dice in this
you
game?
Yeah.
Or is it more like
it
Magic
runs,
the Gathering?
It runs almost exactly like D&D 4th
yeah.
edition.
Oh, okay.
It uses the exact same rules.
So you have to get your
you
own dice.
You have encounter powers and all
then
that
you
stuff.
Get a deck of 80 cards, 40 tech items, and 40 mutations.
Right.
Okay. And then how many does each player get?
We'll start off with... You can do it one of two ways. A player can build his own deck with cards that he's bought, or the game master has a common deck for all the players.
Oh, okay.
Basically, they'll start out with one of each, one random mutation, which will change within every encounter, or if they roll a nat one. And they start out with one tech item, and typically every character will get a redraw at the end of every encounter for them looting the room or whatever.
Okay. All right, it sounds interesting. Maybe in a future break between seasons or something,
we will
maybe
make
we
Brian
can do a Gamma World session for a couple of episodes or something. We'll see what happens with that. Until then, let's get back to our game and see who survives in this alley. It's 3-4 at this point.
All right. Yep. So, last time on Critical Hit.
Hot Candlehead action.
Candlehead attack! Oh no, Orym is down!
No.
Momentarily.
No.
Which brings us to the top of the round. Torque.
Hi, my name's Torque, and I like to cut things in half.
Kill people.
Do
kill
so
them all
now.
Dead. Kill them all dead, please.
There aren't any people. Who we got? What are we doing? We got a people and a people and a people.
You got
we got a
right here.
And Hoodie.
Yes.
And Hood flanking you on the other side.
So... Cleave, chained to Hoodie.
I don't know if even the cleaving's doing anything.
Who's the Crimson Ninja behind me?
Hood.
Hoodie.
Wow. He looks like he's lame. All right, which of them is more badly woundlocated?
Chain is bloodied.
I am going to cleave. I'm going to cleave like I've never cleaved before.
I'm going to cleave him in the face with a cleaving face cleave unless I think of something else to do. Because I'm bluffing at this point in time. La 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 la. Gamma World is really neat. We all love you, Gamma World. Cleave! From the injured one to the non-injured one.
Go for it.
One, two, three. Nat one. Son of a...
Oh. That's kind of how he's never cleaved before.
Oh. Oh.
Nice. That does make up for having a crit in the last round, though.
That bites.
It does bite.
Okay.
We're going to die.
Anything else, Tor?
You want to die.
You got a head start.
You want to change up your position, or...
Will it benefit me?
I mean, these guys
can I move for him?
No. Well, I don't know, GM.
I don't think he can. Not maybe with a standard action, he could pick him up.
He could have a standard action.
An empty square. Yeah, he could shift against the wall so he doesn't get flanked.
Let's do that.
Okay. Here, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or here? No, he would still get flanked.
Other way.
Yeah, but who's he going to attack?
Worry about that his next turn.
Yeah. And they're going to move. Something's going to move next to him.
All right.
Yep. Because I'm the top of the round.
All right. Orym.
I got that way by not dying.
Wait, no. Sorry. Hood hasn't gone.
Hood's excuse me. That was inappropriate, and I apologize.
Hood is going to shift and attack.
Boo.
Shiggity, shiggity, shwa. And attack the Torque.
That's true.
Wasn't he marked?
And we'll miss.
No.
Nope.
Chain is marked.
Okay.
And then as a move action, shift.
I duck.
You do. Now, Orym.
11.
All right, that's he saves.
Save. Hey, Brian.
Yes?
I want you to work on something as our artificer.
All right.
I want you to build a potion dispenser for healing potions into the hilt of Orym's his blade. Possibly. So that when he's in battle and he's hurt, he can just pop open the hilt of his sword, drink the stuff, and then keep fighting.
Ket.
It'll be my sword.
At the very least, we do need to probably brew some potions.
How do I want to do this?
Awesomely.
Still have one.
Yes, but...
Successfully, unlike me.
That too, but...
Boo. Do you want to hit the chain to keep him from healing, or reduce?
Do you have any Zappy Kablamicus?
Yes, I've got plenty of Zappy Kablamicus.
Why don't you Zappy Kablamicus somebody?
I'm going to Zappy Kablamicus something. It's just, what am I going to Zappy Kablamicus?
Dork.
Flip a coin.
Guys. The bad guys.
I agree. Something that looks menacing, blow it out of the water.
All right. I'm going to shift here.
Okay.
Going to curse the last dude what isn't cursed.
Good call.
Curse
and
you.
Chains of Levistus at chains.
Okay.
Ooh, irony. Well, in the Atlantis Morissette.
I was going to say, nice.
28 versus Fortitude.
That'll hit.
Yay. 17 damage, cold.
Okay.
And if it moves before the end of my next turn, it takes 2d6 extra cold damage.
Well, it won't.
Yay!
It's dead.
And my curse does nothing.
Oops. Boo.
You don't get powers back when you curse them and they die?
You moved away from me.
Yeah, because if I didn't move away from you, I'd be taking opportunity attack.
Cat, unlike the warlocks you had, has like this variable curse, so depending on what day of the week it is, his curse does different things.
Yep. Yeah.
So right now...
Why do Rob's characters always have, like, roll a die and figure out on a coin what your powers are?
Because, that's the kind of characters Rob makes.
Crap.
That's the kind of strikers Rob makes.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate they're how all they're positioned while I can't
what
push
else?
Them.
Save versus neg 5 to saves.
Do it.
I did not.
Remember, there's a neg 5.
Yep.
I rolled an 8. Yep. So that's a 3.
Oh, the chain is dead.
I'm sorry. It just struck me as funny that you have to save with against negative penalties to your save. That's a kick the dog right there, man. That's just cruel.
I love my assassin.
Stupid freaking Negtutus. I hate you, Brian. I hate you so very, very much.
So that'll be Teefy's turn. He's going to
eat Randus because he's flanked.
Yep.
Remind me never to be in a game where Rob is the dungeon master because he's vicious.
Indeed.
I will happily DM a game for you, Matthew.
We'll see if their super duper strategy works.
Yippee.
Teefy will shift over here. And hold a standard action.
Boo.
Brilliant!
For what? Do we have to know? No, I guess we don't get to know.
Super flank.
Let's see.
Hubas tank?
Well, you get a move before it does.
Maybe.
Yes. He is holding his action until after Greeny's turn, basically.
Alright.
Is what he's doing. So, Randus.
Shift up next to me.
That's kind of away from Orym.
Good point.
So I'm going to try Thundering Armor upon, well, basically upon myself into Teefy.
Okay.
That should be good. Okay, that's a close burst. Implement will be 9, so 27 versus Fortitude.
That'll hit.
That die likes you.
Sometimes.
Today.
Well, recently. So that'll be 6 plus 6 is 12 thunder damage. And I can push him one away, and I get a plus 1 power bonus to my AC.
Nice.
Any particular choice?
Not pushing him. Unless you're planning on...
I was planning on running towards Orym so I could try to revive him next turn.
Now I'm going to be the one who gets flanked.
Then run with me.
I can't.
I know. All right. I'm going to risk it. Attacks of opportunity times.
Ooh. Hang on. First one. Twenty versus AC.
Nope. From there to there.
Okay. A lot.
Yep.
31 versus
by 10. 11.
All right.
Or by 9. 9. My plus one the other way.
Wow. 9 damage.
All right.
That's not bad.
And then, can you make it out here? Yep. Is that where you're trying to go?
Yep.
Okay.
And I guess I might as well spend the minor action now to... Well, I'll wait.
Well, do you have a minor action?
Are you within 5 of me? I should.
2, 3...
Is that...
No, I'm not.
Do you have one left? Why don't you try to... Oh, because that's a standard action. Can you use a minor... Oh, you didn't take combat medic.
I did take combat medic, but it's for stabilizing. So I might as well try to stabilize. Yes. Good call. It doesn't let me use the second wind. That's a lower roll, but maybe my heal. 15, is that the DC?
That is the DC.
All right. Barely.
All right.
So what do I do? Everyone has to make saving throws.
You're still unconscious. You just no longer have to make death save
throws. Do I still have negative on my...
Yes.
Okay. No more saving throws. I just lay there.
You are no longer bleeding out.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
I've patched you up, or my assistant helped me patch you up. And
okay. Kill him. Kill them all, you hear a voice say.
From the
I don't think that's actually what true.
It's Myth talking.
Is going to...
Yeah, hi.
1, 2, 3... for. He'll take... I'm going to do a wacky thing.
Wacky?
Actually, he'll just move over here and attack you.
Yeah, no flanking.
You never did use your second wind, did you?
No, I have not yet. However, they do have just enough combined damage that they might drop me.
We'll see. He can't hit every time.
25 versus AC. No, sorry, I keep reading the wrong one. 23 versus Fortitude.
Yeah, that still hits.
Sorry. He'll... No, that is a 25 versus AC.
He'll roll eventually low, maybe.
So that does hit?
Yeah. Okay. You put a 2 in front of it, it hit.
Right. Take 13 damage.
Ow, I'm bloodied.
Okay.
Ow.
As he slashes at Cat and a spray of blood goes out, they seem invigorated by it, and their horrible soul drain thing recharges.
Oh, frack.
It can't shift and soul drain.
Okay.
That's, yes, it can.
It can shift with its move action.
It used its move action. It's held a standard action.
Ah, that's true.
Yep, I definitely didn't play that super well. But now it's TV's turn. Let's see. Yep, he'll just attack. Lame. But he'll go over here. Let's see. He'll just stay where he is and attack. So that's going to be a 19 versus AC. Miss?
Barely. Yep.
Top of the round.
Told you.
Torque.
See if I ever... Yeah, I'm going to doubt you the next time you tell me something. Torque, come save me.
Or stick around and save Orm. Either one. Which one do you like more?
Torque?
Oh, have we lost the Matthew?
Maybe he has this mute on.
Hello.
What? Hello. I should not press mute when my wife comes in to ask what pizza I want.
Well, that's not a bad thing to do.
Hello.
Hello.
It's your girlfriend.
Charge Greeny so you can kill him before he regains hit points.
Charge now.
Did you say charge?
Yes.
Charge.
Comet Fall Charge! Torque leaps into action, flying through the air, and he hits and he screams his catchphrase, "So's your mother."
I don't know if these things have mothers.
Now I'm going to take the die that just rolled a 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a chance to redeem itself.
Okay.
Excellent. That's a 2. So, a 15 to hit.
16. You charged.
Plus 2 more for combat advantage.
Plus 2 more for combat advantage, so 18.
18 to hit.
Okay, versus AC. That'll miss.
Mother! Half damage.
Nice.
3 right. Weapon plus strength, half damage. Let me roll that.
Please. Come on, D12s. Make up for that D20.
7, 8, ooh. 12.
Oh,
nice.
Ooh, 27 7, plus 7 8. Is 34.
Divide by 2, 17 points of damage on a miss.
Nice. Well, that'll kill him.
Yay! I killed him with the air off my axe.
Bonuses to their defenses.
That crowd goes wild. Definitely peaked there.
And that, my friends, is why I've never remembered the half damage on a miss before. It wasn't dramatically fun.
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
That's the answer.
Plus, I'm looking right at the rules this time. It says right here, miss half damage. Right under the part where it says daily plus martial weapon.
What else, Torque? Oh, I guess you charge. So
yep.
That's
your I charge, so unless I had a miner, which I don't because I burned my miners.
All right. So, Hood's turn.
Let's see if he's scared and runs away.
We need to remember the doggy.
Okay, so we got one standing, right?
Two.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And there's 3 of us. Maybe now 2.
He's going to go over here and try to take out Ket.
Hey, at least he's not flunking.
Flunking?
Brian's pink for flanking.
Aha.
15 versus AC?
Yay! Doubting and Brian for the win.
And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shift. Orym.
I don't have to do anything.
I can't do anything, can I?
Be dead.
Nope. Be unconscious.
Hold your action.
I can do that.
I'm going to need you to roll a 20 to bleed out.
I fixed that. Have to do that anymore. That's what he's been doing.
I patched him up.
Ket.
No. Boy, the later rounds go much faster once Orym is down and half the creatures are dead.
How do I want to go about doing this?
Shift up where you're within 5 of me, maybe?
Yeah. I guess none of the monsters go before you do, so yeah. Have either of those two been hurt?
Not much. Not anymore, probably.
Let's see. Neither one's bloodied.
Okay. Eldritch Strike on the dude in the hood.
Okay.
Hey, that'll hit.
Nice.
31.
That'll hit.
That's nice. What I said.
Beautiful.
Throw my curse damage in there. Fifteen total damage. And I get a slide in one.
I guess you don't really need to move to me. I can move to you.
Yeah. Well, I want to move closer to Torque anyways.
That's true.
But we're going to slide him here.
Okay.
Right up next to Torque.
Torque adjacent.
And I'm going to shift here. And I don't have any miners that are worthwhile. So save versus -5 to saves. I rolled a -1.
Okay. Randus.
So you're really that low on hit points?
No, not just yet, but...
Should I give it to maybe Orym instead? Well, let's first of all see if I can revive him.
Yeah.
Standard action... Try to give him a second wind. That should probably work.
You hit 10?
Yes.
Okay.
On the die. And, well, on the skill, for that matter.
Yeah. So, as long as it wasn't a 1.
Yeah. No, never mind. We are doing that in this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because Rodrigo hates
Spend
us.
A healing surge.
So, do I add that, or do I
you
start
at 0?
So, I'm up to 12 hit points.
Clear.
Yep.
What else?
Who wants temporary hit points?
I think Ket wants temporary hit points.
Yeah, you are more melee. Oh, great then. Are you within 5 yet?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and move up anyway.
Yeah. Move up one more if you can, so as they can only shift past me.
All right then. And 20 temporary hit points as I break a jar of goo that then... quickly expands and envelops you.
This is nifty.
And okay. I'm done.
All right.
Woohoo!
Teefy. Will.
Denon. Denon.
Shift. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm okay with that.
And attack Randus.
Take his curse with him.
Oh, right. Sorry.
What? What?
30 versus AC.
I can still hear you.
I know.
30, yes.
Whispering into a high-tension microphone is not as useful as you might think.
17 damage.
I wasn't planning on it being useful.
Nope, sorry.
I think this new Rob-Matthew rivalry is really livening up the show. I'm going to have to disagree with you just on the sake of the rivalry.
Almost bloodied.
We'll call that a good enough punchline. Shut up. Top of the round, Torque.
Yay. Where is it? He used his daddy voice, and now we can't play anymore. All right. I am going to kill one of them, or both of them, depending on my positioning and random factors of wind and this die. Am I at a point where I could cleave?
Yes.
Awesome, Possum. Going to do it. Who looks more woundlocated?
Hoodie.
Okay.
Hoodie takes the brunt of it. 24 to hit.
That will hit.
Excellent. And the hood takes 8 plus 7, 15, carry over 5 to the chain.
What's the tiefling now?
Or the tiefling. Yep. I don't know what a tiefling is. I never have. Rodrigo keeps saying this, and I'm just like, yeah. I'm imagining a pixie with fangs. So.
Not quite.
Imagine a anybody devil dead? With horns and a tail.
So no.
Devil?
Yes.
Anybody badly wounded?
Nobody's bloodied on the bad guys.
Well, crapless. All right.
Okay. Anything else?
At this time, no. I don't have any other minor actions. Let's just see if we can get the combat done before somebody hurts me with a stick again.
Awesome. Hood turn. Shift. Drain soul.
I knew that was coming.
From me?
Yep.
Yep. Ah. You have to be grinding combat advantage.
That's going to be a 24 versus fortitude.
Yep.
Okay. Randus takes 15 damage and is weakened. Save ends.
Yuck. All right, definitely bloodied.
Okay, recharges.
Which I might be doing my action to. Second wind.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm. Orym.
I stand up.
Okay, that's a move action.
Okay. Can I shoot from here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So, magic missile for 8.
Okay. Anything else?
Not at this time.
Okay. Cat.
Shift.
Twiddle the thumbs.
Yeah. Well, they've both been getting just hit mildly.
And
the hoodie just got healed up some.
Yep.
I'm leaning towards trying to take out the tiefling because it's on Orym's side of the board. And the hoodie cannot get over to Orym right now. So, Thorkelson!
Yo!
Hit the one on the right!
Which direction's right?
That's the tiefling.
Hit the one closer to Orym.
I'm gonna hit the one closer to Orym.
Roll it.
31 to hit.
That will hit.
Kablamicus, just the standard attack?
Yep. You also had an additional 3 because I told you to do it.
To attack or to damage?
Oh, cool.
Damage.
Cool.
3 plus 3 plus 7 is...
13.
Let's say 13.
Okay.
Commander strike.
TV is bloodied.
Hey.
Kaboosh.
And since I didn't hit him, I can't throw my curse in there.
Lames.
But I can mark him.
That yes, you can.
Good call.
And I
and
do.
And the hoodie was marked, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Is that who he hit? I thought he had obliterated someone else.
He hit hoodie, cleaved his
right,
chief.
And,
right.
And Sleep to the Tiefling.
Which means we forgot to mark.
Oops. I forgot to mark, yeah. It happens.
Hmm. What else, Kat?
I don't have any minors, so I'm good. Save versus neg 5. Nope. I got a 7 total.
I don't know if I won a second wind.
Randus.
That put me just above bloodied. Yeah, with their crap.
Yeah.
That crap.
You are weakened,
hurt.
Though, so.
Yeah, thundering armor.
No, it's considering that. Or, you know, magic weapon to extra torquiness.
I would go thundering weapon for extra safetiness.
Thundering armor?
Yes. That Did I one. Say weapon?
Yes.
Okay. Go magic armor then.
Won't that push one of them away from Torque?
Yes. So
yes,
well,
but he can choose not to push.
I got a magic weapon with my mace, since I still have yet to use my coutures anyways. upon...
Let's use those coutures.
Hey, dang it. It lets me reroll to hit.
Who are you hitting?
Or
trying to hit?
I
Who are you rerolling
we'll
on?
Tiefling.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, let's see if that hits. That'll be... Where's that one? Plus 12, so 21 versus AC?
That will not hit.
All right. I'm going to spend that daily magic item power to reroll that.
Go for it.
Okay, that'll be a 30 or 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Yay!
Yay! Things work the way they're supposed to.
Poor Brian. What is the world coming to?
Well, even a stop clock is right twice a day.
Jerks. 11 damage. Normal damage. Nice. And Torque
gets a plus 1 to his attacks and a plus 2 to his damage.
Correct. Power bonus.
Okay. That was Randus. Tiffy is marked.
Mm-hmm.
Do I got anything else?
So he'll much? Just attack Torque.
Daily, daily, daily.
Then I duck.
I'm pretty sure you do. That's going to be a...
Nope.
18 versus AC.
Yay!
Top of the round, Torque.
Hello!
Try and take out the Tiefling.
Yep.
I'm going to try and take out the Tiefling. Can I cleave to the freak?
Yep.
Done and done. 17 plus 13 is a 30 to hit.
That'll hit.
Awesome, possum. And there's a 12 plus 7, 19 nice. To the Tiefling, carrying 5 over to the monkey. She dead yet?
Calculating.
Probably not calculating. Quite dead yet.
Calculating. I feel happy.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Hood. Will Soldiering?
You
at the Randus.
I thought it just used the Soldiering.
Yeah, bloodied him, recharged.
That's why I didn't want
to... Oh, did it bloody you?
Okay.
Yeah, didn't want a second wind so it could do it again.
You should have second winded while they were recharged already.
Yeah, maybe. Oh.
No, because then it could...
Yeah, hit That's him right. and recharge again.
Okay, never mind. You're right. Good on you.
Except for now, I'm probably down.
No, I don't think so.
19 versus Fortitude.
Dang it!
Yes.
Ha. This is what you get for making fun of me all day.
13 damage.
Alright, not quite down, but close. Very
close enough that you can second
close.
Wind on your turn, too.
Yeah.
And you're weakened, and this guy's pretty much back to full.
No, I never did save versus weaken.
Well, you're weakened again.
I'm saving anyways. I made it.
Okay. I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I'll let you decide that. Quietly.
Definitely better.
That's Hood. Orym.
Orym shoots at Tiefling for 8 with his magic missiles.
Okay.
I think that's a good call. keeps that regen down.
Hopefully with a little bit extra on the help of that.
Yep.
What do you think the regen is?
Probably about 5.
Maybe actually 10.
Maybe.
Just because how long it's... level. Maybe, but they've also been kind of hard to put down.
Yeah, they've also been healing off of, you know, our souls.
Oh, that's true, too. Your so, yeah, probably souls. 5, since they have a secondary healing ability.
That's anything it. Else, Orim?
No, not at this time.
Ket.
Eyes of the Vestige on Tiefling.
Okay.
Oh, it's versus will, so that'll hit. 20.
That'll hit.
Yay!
Yay! Four plus 8 is 12 damage, psychic damage.
Alright. That takes out TV.
Yay!
And I will do my curse damage on Hoodie. Because that's what Eyes of the Vestige lets me do.
Nice.
Beautiful.
For 1.
Well, yeah.
And Torque gets a plus 2 to all his defenses.
Yay!
Until the end of my next turn.
Wow, Torque is really buff right now.
I'm feeling extra torquey.
I'm done.
Save versus minus 5 to saves?
No.
I refuse.
Negative 4.
Okay.
Negative 4?
Yeah, I've rolled ones on that.
You are feeling
twice
very weak.
I am feeling very
my
weak.
Word.
I know.
Can I roll his... Never mind.
I'm going to be somewhat...
Stay right where you're at in second wind.
Nope. I want a magic weapon when we're all cluttered up.
You can magic weapon
yeah.
on your next action.
You'll be dead up by then if
you
I
can
magic.
Shift up here and magic weapon.
Is it bloodied?
No, it is at full health.
Okay.
Second wind...
I still don't want to be adjacent. Okay, second wind it is.
Okay.
And then I'll say, tell Orm to get up here so we can start exchanging team high fives.
And save against weakened.
Barely.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That was Randus. And Tiffy is dead. Top of the round. Torque.
Yeah.
Turn hit. 10.
Turn 10.
Wow.
Hit Hoodie.
Torque's at least 16.
Torque's not turning 10. What our longest battle has ever been.
This one's approaching it. If you don't count like the double. Like, if you don't count the double battle at the end of last season...
No, you can't count a boss fight. I think the skeleton fight went 17.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
I don't know that any fights have gone 17 rounds.
No, it went 17.
Oh, okay. All right.
It did.
What are you doing?
What have we got?
Hit the
just
hoodie.
Just the one. Hit the hoodie.
I seem to recall our first battle against ninjas taking for damn ever, too.
That was probably also because two people were relearning everything.
Or learning it, period. More or less.
Let's see. Covering attack.
Do it.
Kablamicus. 29 to hit.
That'll hit.
Boom. 2 weapon damage. 2. Damn it. Come back over here. 10. 12. Plus 7 is 19.
Okay.
Damage in his face.
In his face region.
Marking.
Who wants to shift? Marking. Who wants to shift? Any ally can shift. Or as long as they're adjacent.
Or an ally.
An ally
adjacent to the target can shift 2 squares.
So that's Randus.
I will.
Randus, you should totally shift.
I only did it
because it has double damage.
I figured you did. Which is the right tactic right now. So.
Yeah, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Sounds good. Anything else?
I'd like to cash in an action point.
Awesome.
You did it at the very beginning, didn't he?
Yeah, I know.
Oh. I'd like to anyway.
Rodrigo was going to allow this. Dang it.
I know, right? Thanks. Once again.
I try my best. I really do.
I wouldn't have let him do it anyway. I wouldn't be that dishonest.
I think Rob's lawful evil.
Okay.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Anything else?
Fine, you're just evil.
I'll accept
this. No, I'm good. My turn is over.
Okay. Hood attack on Torque.
I duck.
Doubtful. That's going to be a 30 versus AC.
I don't duck far enough.
For 12 damage.
Oh, I'm dead.
Really?
You're dead?
No.
I was going to say, Orim giving, or no, you.
When the battles get really long, I get obnoxious. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm fine.
Get obnoxious?
We are moving on.
Stop.
Orim.
Move.
You could just step up right next to him.
Yeah, that the back one would be fine too.
Oh, this one? Yeah, but there's a pro. Oh,
anybody
right
adjacent?
There. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There. All right. And then
team high five.
And then magic missile his ass.
Okay.
Pew pew
pew pew pew pew.
Although I guess that really doesn't help him.
What was that? How much is magic missile again?
Eight.
Since it's no longer a damage roll.
Well, he could thunder wave him afterwards, I guess.
What's the deal?
Oh, the whole reason I was having you come up so I could try to get magic weapon on all of us.
Oh, Cat. Okay.
That doesn't buff your magic missile at all.
It can take buffs.
Eyes of the Vestige.
No, it can't. It's not a damage roll.
Not with this power.
18 versus Will?
No. Wait, yes. I was looking at the wrong entry.
13 damage.
Okay.
And curse.
6 more curse.
So altogether?
19.
Yay!
And Torque's likely to be able to sit there and time up the rest of the game. Right, right.
Pretty much.
Takes a minor action to give him the goop.
Yes.
Torque has the goop.
Torque has 20 temporary hit points.
I figure you're more or less just touching it, like, spoon.
Yep.
I didn't understand that.
that does bloody hood.
Yay!
And Randus.
All right. Magic weapon with my crossbow. So, my assistant gives me the crossbow, and I shoot at him. Nice. That'll be a 31 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Slightly less damage, but hey. Well, nice. I don't know about that. 13 damage. And now all you jokers get plus 1 power bonus to attacks and plus 2 to damage. A.
Okay. That was Randus.
Damage or damage rolls?
Top of the round,
damage
Torque.
Rolls.
Torque.
Hello.
It's your go, Torque.
Sorry, I was doing my stupid mute again. The girls keep coming into my room and distracting me.
Yeah, okay. Life is difficult.
Yeah, I know, right? They're also bringing me food, so that's kind of awesome. I'm going to attack him.
With what?
Hell, what have I got left?
Reaping strike.
Reaping strike.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I used my comeback strike. I used friend of prime. No, I didn't.
What?
I didn't use my comeback strike.
You might just hold on to that.
I would say we're down to the one guy. You've just got 20 temporary hit points, so...
That's a lot of temporary hit points.
Exactly.
Fine, I'm going to chop him in the face, but if he doesn't die, I'm going to tell you guys I told you so. Reaping strike to the face.
Do it.
22 to hit.
That'll hit.
Awesome!
I was afraid that plus one.
23 to hit.
That still hits.
10 damage.
Okay.
Did you add the plus two?
12 damage. Is he dead?
No.
You gotta remind me of my bonuses.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
I know. Remind me beforehand.
It's more fun funnier. This way. Yes.
Math is hard. I'm a liberal arts major. Okay, my turn is now over.
Okay. Hood's gonna take an attack on Torque.
I duck.
21 versus AC.
That misses.
What the? Orym.
8 for magic missile.
Okay.
Pew, 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 pew.
Big squarch.
Does your magic missile actually go pew, pew, pew?
It does.
That is way cool, Junior.
Yep.
I shoot it right between your horns.
Yep. You can feel the heat.
Pew, pew, pew. I duck.
Cat.
Eyes of the Vestige.
You gotta love it when we're all just down to our...
I've got two dailies that I could use, but one of them's a giant area.
I think Eyes of the Vestige was a Queen's
Rock. That'll hit. 20 versus Will. 21 versus Will.
That'll hit.
He's not immune or anything to psychic, so I can just toss it all in at once, right?
Right. Right. Plus 2.
I'm getting there. 17 damage.
Okay.
So what I bring to this party, I'm going to be reminding you.
He's the only one who can talk to the computer, you guys. That'll kill him.
Yay.
Was it a plus 2?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
You're going to give him satisfaction?
I am, so that we can shut up about this.
I don't want to shut up about this.
That's, well, he's not like us.
I noticed. Oh, thank God.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's...
Kat, you know, you've been running around and fighting and stuff, and you know that your imp is, like, at all times kind of, like, shifting around you, too, because he's a cowardly little devil or whatever. But you realize that something's gripping your back, and it's not your imp, because your imp is, like, right now has his tail wrapped around your leg, and it's just kind of, like, huh? Like hanging on to your foot.
No, it was a hook.
Put stuff away. Slowly reach back.
Yep.
Pat whatever is there.
Sounds that feels like a person.
Turn around and show everybody else.
Okay. Cat turns around.
What
towards,
is it?
It's definitely like a 17-year-old boy that is just like. Gripped onto his back.
Seriously? 17?
Yep.
He's probably just as big as I am.
Yep. He's skinny.
I guess I'm actually really tall.
There, kid. It's safe now, relatively.
Can you let go, please?
He lets go.
Thank you.
Alright, we should probably check on the rest of them, what weren't too seriously hurt.
Yeah.
Spread out.
We're going to look and see if these people are okay.
Yeah, no longer have
negative. Okay, well, let's see.
Healing
I think you guys ended
around.
Up hitting maybe 2 of them. So those guys are going to need patching up. And I think the monsters probably also killed maybe 2 of them.
Yeah.
The monsters killed 2 of them, I think.
I pushed that.
Yeah, you only hit one.
Pushing away like
fruit cart.
Yeah. Well, there were 10 civilians, and there's 7 left, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you guys only hit 1, and the monsters killed 2.
Yep.
Stupid monsters.
Don't look at me. She got in the way.
You know, if I can avoid them,
please
understand.
Tell me it was an elf. How about an Eladrin then?
No. This was just a standard run-of-the-mill
garden variety
human.
I go over and check her, make sure she's okay.
Half tiefling, half drow.
I give her some smelling salts.
With dried her legs.
Okay.
Randis, come patch her up.
Yes. All right. I'll be there. Getting this guy.
I'm going to comfortingly try and make the kid stop crying.
Okay.
I'm going to give him some funnel cake out of my pack.
Okay.
I forgot.
The 17 pounds of funnel cake?
Yeah, it's really good.
You think each funnel cake is only a pound?
I'm going to spend 3 healing surges.
I think most funnel cakes weigh less than a pound.
I don't think a funnel cake weighs
probably
a
not
pound.
These are torque-sized funnel cakes, though.
Let's get a bunch of healing surges and get back up to 48 of my 49.
How far did we actually get before we got...
You didn't make it to the kiosk, which was roughly like 2.5 blocks away.
Wow.
So we barely got it. We need to probably beat feet, fellers.
I agree.
I spent 2 more healing surges.
Okay.
Are the authorities present yet?
No.
Time to move. We'll get to the kiosk. See. They'll show up there shortly.
This, you guys have been, you guys fought for about a minute.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll spend a 4 and get all the way up. Well, 3 plus.
We did 10 rounds.
Yeah, 11. Yep. Almost 11 whole rounds.
A full minute of fighting.
Yep.
Took us a whole
and
minute
I
to
died
kill
twice.
Yes. In a minute, yeah.
Yep.
Which just shows to go, yeah. There's a reason why they call it the squishy sorcerer.
All right, as Torque said, let's make it over to the kiosk quickly.
Let's make like a tree and get out of here.
And yeah, you guys do recover an action point.
All right. Yay, let's action see. Point.
Do we level up?
No.
It's probably gonna be a while.
All right, you guys make it to the kiosk. There is an attendant there.
Attendant, help us.
As we come walking up, all covered in bandages and cuts and bruises.
And blood.
All right. Walk up.
First off, need to report a skirmish over there. The warblers and the candleheads.
Who know what?
It's what they've generally been calling them around the city, correct? At least the warblers. Yeah. I don't know about the candleheads. Secondly,
else the candleheads?
We need to get a message to Belle Bilbina, letting her know she needs to contact us to let us know how we can get back into contact with her easily.
Wait. You want me to contact her to ask her how she can contact you?
Can you tell me the codes for this thing?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me the codes for this thing?
There's more than 1,000 codes for that.
Can you tell us a code for it?
No.
You can't.
We need to be able to use this.
Okay.
We need the codes to be able to use it correctly.
Okay.
Tell Bao, the 4 of us need those codes.
Okay.
Also tell her we have new information.
We need massive backup.
Then massive backup.
All right, where will you be?
You want to go over to the
university?
You want to go over to the university?
Let's
go to the university.
Okay.
If they'll have us.
University unless we report otherwise.
All right.
Skirmish. Talk. Where? Tell her it's an emergency.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. To the university.
Let's get over to the university quickly.
Okay. You guys start heading to the university.
And are jumped by 3.
As you start to approach, you start seeing a suspicious number of people up on roofs tracking you guys.
Run faster.
Okay. You meet with people on rooftops tracking you guys at a faster pace.
Lovely.
Has we got any magical sneaky powers?
Do we want to reevaluate our options or continue to the university?
Well, we are down. I'm down as far as my magic and healings go. So,
do they have weapons?
No.
I say we keep moving.
It's either that or we find somewhere to climb up and confront them.
Not at this point.
That seems like a bad plan. I think we need to get to ground and then we can fight if we have to.
Yep. Yeah. Hopefully the university's got some wizards there that can help us. Some sorcerers, some mages, whatever.
Double time.
Okay. You guys can give me a perception check.
Yeah. 20.
Okay.
14.
Any bonuses?
16.
Your bonus.
Your skill.
Yeah. 24.
Okay. It's not that hard. They're not really concealing their movements too much. It's obvious you're being intercepted. Like, you keep seeing, like, people running along parallel hallways. Or not hallways, but alleys.
Alleyways. Yeah.
All right.
So,
first alleyway with a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
Bunker down.
Boom. In there.
Okay.
What are you taking?
They're plotting an intercept path. I'm taking us down the safest, where we can actually hold our own.
All right. Can we hold our own?
God, I hope so.
Okay.
I do
Torque, I think I'm going to have to take two healing surges from you.
All right. I'm not sure being in a blind alley is the best plan if they can be above us, too.
Is there? Yes. Do we see a hovel or anything?
Yeah, is there a doorway, something that we can get into?
All right.
Something we could barricade.
I'm going to do a quick animal messenger and send it back over to the kiosk guy and say, hey, these are our new locations. Help us. Send help now.
Well, down this one alley.
Get the constables.
Yeah, the animal messenger probably takes
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Animal messenger. 10 minutes.
Hey.
Probably don't have that much time.
Probably not.
Yeah, let's find somewhere to bunker down then.
Are there any doors down this alley at all?
Yep.
Let's try them.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are you guys trying to do now?
Get away.
I'd say find a place we can barricade and hold up.
Sounds like a skill challenge.
Uh-oh, a skills challenge that we'll have to wait until next week.
No!
All right, everybody, real quick before we go, let's get into some questions.
Questions.
Now, that's a thank you one. I've got a good question one here. Listener question. After having listened up to episode 71, I wish I would have gotten my question in earlier. I started listening with episode 63 when you started up this campaign. I found your podcast very helpful and highly amusing. I started playing D&D when I was a kid. We started with they just started out with a new campaign with her kids, age 10 to 15. Turns out it wasn't such a great advice for a group. It assumed too much. Oh, they were using Shadowfell Keep module. Assume too much knowledge and experience with D&D in general. Since we're beginners, we started again with the Essentials Starter Box. I know you guys have mixed opinions on the set, but for our purposes, it was perfect. We are headed into the last two encounters of the pre-generated campaign and giddy with excitement. Yes, giddy, she says. On my last date with my husband, we went to a game store so I could buy some miniatures. Can't wait to see the looks on the faces when they see the hulking zombie. Now.
That's awesome.
I guess this is a question and a suggestion. Now I have an idea, thanks to one of our kids, for the next campaign that I'll be creating myself. So here's my question. How do I balance flavor versus strategic information? That is, whenever Rodrigo describes something, part of that description is obviously just to invoke a feeling to set a mood. Other aspects are to give the players clues about what to do or where to go next. So far, I found that my players expect everything to be important and will latch onto the smallest detail. Granted, this gives me opportunity to improvise, but sometimes a lamp is just a lamp. Thanks for putting out a great podcast, Wendy.
That is difficult. Yes. There is a player that we actually play with frequently in our group, and once I ran this game where there was this... They enter the secret chamber, and there's this big statue there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I analyze the statue. So he analyzes the statue. There's nothing there. Just a big, fancy statue. But he keeps trying to analyze the statue because he's convinced that the statue is important.
And I'm just like, you know, and
like,
missing.
The other players in character... Yeah, because he also, like, rolled low on checking the statue. Yeah. The other players in character are like, dude, I think it's just a statue. Eventually, he just started referring to the statue as the golem because he was just completely convinced that this statue was some sort of construct that was eventually going to come to life and attack them. And all I did was tell him there was a statue there. Sometimes you can't help it. Really, what you can do, especially if your group is kind of new, is you kind of have to break them of that. Not every piece of information is important, and that's something that people, as people, learn. You know, there's, you know, in elementary school, you get problems where, like in math, they literally give you a problem that has too many numbers, and some of the numbers aren't relevant to the question. And that's, you know, you learn that not everything that's presented is useful. So, you know, you just have to, through experience, show them that, yes, they've been lugging around this fish because you described a fish. The fish is just a fish and is actually not going to come in handy unless they can come up with a good reason to use the fish. The other thing is sometimes you just have to roll with the players. If a player is just absolutely convinced that the statue is a golem, sometimes you have to hit them really hard with a golem. If nothing else, just to get them to shut up. which I didn't, by the way.
Rob, Brian, or Matthew?
I would agree. For the most part, I mean, you might, if it does become like a problem in-game, just straight up tell them that, yeah, there's nothing significant to this item. Let them know just so that they...
Or to a particular piece of description. This character is wearing an eye patch. You know, yes. It's like, well, maybe he's just wearing an eye patch. He just ran with scissors when he was a kid.
The danger of flavor text is always the question of whether it's flavor text or whether it's a warning of, you know, dire import. And not letting your players know, which it is from a DM perspective, can actually work to your advantage. I mean, yeah. Rodrigo likes to sow chaos between us, and he does it in a subtle way where it, you know, it comes off as Rob and I being jerks. But even so, I think that if it's becoming divisive to the game, make it into something and then have that something be completely useless. If someone insists that they have to carry the fish around, have it turn out to be something and then have that something mean absolutely nothing. It's a complete non sequitur. Sometimes that works, especially when you're dealing with younger or more literal or possibly drunk players. Also, you know, you could take their assumption and turn it into something in the greater game. You could take someone's assumption that something is important and have it be a, you know, a moment where that character actually did figure something out. Have it be that moment of great insight for your ranger that he figured out that that's not just doggy do. Oh, no, 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 no. That's the magical doggy do that you will use to destroy the big bad.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thank you for that. And listeners, if you have any questions about Critical Hit or how the game is played, Dungeons & Dragons, want some advice, all you need to do is send us an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Over at iTunes, we currently have 611 five-star reviews. It would sure be great if in the next couple of weeks before 2011 arrives, if we had 700 five-star reviews. Give everybody a shout-out, such as this one from FunSize98, who says, "This is an entertaining group of guys that hang out and play an excellent game. If you're a Major Spoilers fan, then you'll feel right at home. If not, you'll probably pick it up after this. If you're just in it for the D&D aspect, these guys are great players with a good handle on what makes a game fun. It's also a good way to pick up on some of the basic rules. I recently jumped into a game cold and was surprised how well I could manage, never having read a manual." So thank you for that, FunSize98. And there are only a couple of weeks left. You've got 1 week left in order to get your Critical Hit Limited Edition Season 1 t-shirt ordered. Cutoff is December 15th, so if you're listening to this when the show goes up on Saturday, you've still got a week. Otherwise, you may be out of luck, and you don't want to miss out on this fantastic shirt featuring the likenesses of Orym, Smith, Randus, and Torque. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. We'll see what happens to our party next week, if they get attacky-tacked or if they are saved. But until then, here's hoping that your dice rolls are critical hits.
Program so good, it's like you're there!